The House Ag Subcommittee on Livestock Rural Development and Credit Chair Rick Crawford held a public hearing on the livestock industry Wednesday. As he said, the hearing offered members an opportunity to explore a variety of issues impacting the livestock industry. Crawford said U.S. farmers and ranchers have endured a great deal over the past few years, from record droughts to higher input costs and the ongoing burden and uncertainty associated with country of origin labeling rules. All of these issues, he said, have tightened operating margins. Ranking member Jim Costa said his livestock producers in California aren't only suffering from drought, but also other issues like the RFS. Costa said the hearing provided the opportunity to highlight challenges facing the industry. Of course, as I mentioned, one of the issues discussed was COOL and its added cost to the industry and possible trade retaliation by Canada and Mexico if they win the WTO case against the U.S. Several lawmakers did express their opposition to USDA's mandatory COOL rule. Joe Glauber, chief economist for the Ag Department, was asked quite a few questions about it, including the challenge to the rule by Canada and Mexico. But he said that could take a while to complete.
The timeline, as I understand it, is we'll likely get a preliminary report in June and then an official report published later in the summer. At that point, there could be a potential appeal by either parties. And then after that, there'd be an arbitration panel that would decide on the damages. If awarded damages, Canada and Mexico would have the right to impose duties on U.S. products.
Glauber said he's also working on a study on how much the COOL rules are costing U.S. meat producers and consumers, and that's going to take some time as well.
We want to do a good job, and we want to do an objective job on it. And so we'll be spending some time on that over the next few months.
Now, another key issue discussed at the hearing was animal diseases like porcine epidemic diarrhea virus in pigs that has now spread to 30 states and killed as many as 7 million pigs and could force retail prices up by 10 to 12%. National Pork Producers Council President Howard Hill was one of those who spoke.
Even though a reduced supply may increase pork prices for farmers, I know firsthand that pork producers are not happy about this disease. Producers talk about their PED experience using terms such as devastating, heartbreaking, gut-wrenching, when describing its impact on their herds, themselves, their families, and their employees.
Not to mention losses to packers and processors, feed, veterinary, and other allied businesses. Hill said MPPC needs USDA to probe on how two strains of PED and another virus, the porcine Delta coronavirus, entered the U.S. and to devote significant resources to controlling and finding a vaccine for the nearly 100% fatal disease. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson also testified at that House Ag Subcommittee hearing. As for the renewable fuel standard, he said the RFS and biofuel production in general has helped the rural economy. In 2006, he said net farm income was $57.4 billion, and in 2012, it had increased to $112.8 billion. He said biofuels don't significantly drive up the price of food, as only 16% of grocery costs go back to farmers and ranchers. That's according to USDA. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.